The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you from home once again, Lady Hawks at 0-6 in League 2 and 7 overall. Still looking for their first league win, and they're going to take on tonight at home the Royal Lady Knights. Royal at 4-2, 9-2 overall. Yet another tough district opponent we're going to be facing. And we're coming off a drubbing from this last Tuesday where we took on leading Zilla. And Zilla drubbed us to the tune of 77-16. So still searching for that first league win. And might be a little bit difficult against the Knights tonight. But then again, you always got to play the games on the court as they don't actually get played on paper. In this pregame, we'll take a look at that Zilla game, see what went right, and see what we need to do to improve against the Knights this evening. We'll have the SCAC standings, other scores, as well as coming up for the Lady Knights, as well as the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action again as the ladies back home. Going to be taking on the Lady Royal Knights, still looking for that first league win of the 25-26 season. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Now back here live at the Hawks Nest and the Lady Hawks at 0-6 in league. They're still trying to find that first league win in our last two league games. Well, it's been a little bit difficult. The last eight quarters, seven of those, we've just put up 3 points in each of those quarters. last Tuesday against Zilla, we did manage to get 7 points against the Leopards here at home. But other than that, they've been very low-scoring affairs. Only got 12 points up against Kybee. That was the last game we played before Christmas break. And then resuming league play this last Tuesday, as mentioned, we got drubbed by Zilla. 77-16. And Lady Hawks led by simple 4 points from Lou Weaver. She had 2 field goals, 1 in the second and 1 in the third quarter. He had the 3 points from Ellie Anders, Isla Bryant, and Charlie Amick. But scoring difficult to come by against the Lady Leopards. Royal isn't quite the challenge the Leopards are, but all the same, Royal has been doing well, and we have been struggling. So I would say the keys to the game tonight primarily, you got to be making sure you're taking good care of the basketball, no turnovers, and then taking maximum advantage of what sort of offense we are going to be able to put forth against the Lady Knights. And we're also without the services of Ayala Bryant tonight. So Bree Smith is coming up from JV. She'll be on the bench for the first time this season. We'll try and get some information as to why Bryant is unavailable. She is in street clothes. In fact, she's on the bench right now talking to Coach Julie Hill. So we'll see if we can figure out why she's going to be unavailable. It's going to be that much more difficult for us to succeed against the Lady Knights tonight. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and standings as we're coming to you from the Hawk's Nest again. We're finally going to go on the road tomorrow against Mattawa. But tonight, home against Royal. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company.
Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, going to get to the SCAC scoreboard before we honor the flag and then get to starting lineups. And in the SCAC, well, as mentioned earlier, Zilla took it to us on Tuesday. They're 7-0, 10-1 overall, followed by Wapato at 6-0, 8-1. We'll be facing Wapato next week, as I recall. Followed by this Royal team, they're in third place at 4-2, 9-2 overall. Then Kashmir, 5-3, 7-3. Natchez Valley at 3-3, 7-3. Pretty sure we're taking on Natchez Valley next week as well. Then Kybe and Connell both at 2-4. And then, as mentioned, we're at 0-6. And then Waluke at 0-7. And we will be meeting the Lady Warriors in Mattawa tomorrow night. So perhaps might be seeing a league win if we can't manage to steal one this evening. In other action this week, Royal beat Natchez Valley on Tuesday, 49-22. And Connell squeaked by Waluke, 46-45. And on Wednesday, Kashmir went to Wapato and got manhandled 70-43. Also in action tonight, Wapato is going to be at Natchez Valley, and Kybe we'll be hosting Connell. Tomorrow, 3:45 tip-offs for all of these games. Again, we'll be in Mattawa taking on Waluke. Royal will be back home. They'll be hosting Kybe. Connell will be at Natchez Valley. And Zilla will be at Wapato. And Wapato in third place, I believe, with just that one loss. Just want to double-check those standings. Do I have that right? No, Wapato's undefeated. Sorry. That game will be a battle of the undefeated, so that will be an interesting game to report on. Now, we're going to take another break as we honor the flag, and then we'll be back with starting lineups and the opening tip-off as the Lady Knights getting ready to take, or sorry, the Lady Hawks, good heavens, getting ready to take on the Lady Knights from Royal here from the Hawks Nest. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
I have no idea what the state of College Place fandom is with regards to the football playoffs. I see Indiana is ahead 14-7 with about 8 minutes left in the second. Oh, check that. They just scored. It's now Indiana 20 and the Oregon Ducks 7. So my sympathies for any Duck fans out there. And if you're an Indiana fan, well, you must be enjoying this. They're announcing the bench players. So for Royal, let's go ahead and look at that. They've got a 5'5 freshman, number 4, Justine Fitzhugh, a 5'3 junior, and Vanessa Cedillo, a 5'7 senior, number 15, Hayden Suter, a 5'6 junior, number 20, Lauren Allred, a 5'8 freshman, and number 23, Ackley Hepton, a 5'8 sophomore, number 25, Sarah Bergeson, a 5'10 junior, number 32, Paige Christensen, and a 5'11 senior, and number 34, Avery Hill.
Number 3 junior,
now, the Lady Hawks are announcing Ella Bryant as being on the bench. The problem is that she is unavailable. Annie Watson will be coming off the bench for us. They're mentioning Raheema Duran coming off the bench, who, again, is also unavailable due to injury. So we've got Harper Amick is announced as coming off the bench, as well as the 5'9 sophomore, number 15, Carly Ray, a 5'11 sophomore, number 20, Cece Perks is coming off the bench. And then we also have a 5'5 freshman, number 22, Bree Smith, as well as the 5'7 sophomore, number 21, Emma Niemeyer. So we've got a slightly extended roster from what we've seen in the past. We've got Harper Amick, Charlie's freshman sister, as well as Cece Perks and Bree Smith available off the bench. Again, to replace Raheema Duran, who's still out with an injured shoulder, and Isla Bryant, who is unavailable due to illness this evening. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starters. First, with the visiting Royal Knights, they're going to start at 5'6", a junior guard, and number 5, Maggie Frank, a 5'6", senior guard, and number 11, Brianna Cedillo, a 5'11", freshman guard, and number 14, Laura Wardenor, a 5'11", guard forward, a junior, number 22, Gracie Kist, and a 5'10", forward guard, a senior, number 33, Taylor Webb. Starting for the Lady Hawks, we're going to have the 5'6 senior guard, number 1, Charlie Amick, and we need to get her hot shooting outside. We've got the 5'5 senior guard, number 2, the lefty, Bartukin Duran, starting for us tonight. Also getting, I believe, her first start of the season, going to be the 5'6 senior, number 4, Grace Lenton. It's good to see her come out there because she is Miss Hustle out there on the floor. Our quarterback's going to be that redhead, the 5'5 senior, number 5, Lucy. It's not Lucinda. You got to call her Lou or Lucinda Weaver. And then finally rounding things out, Coach Julie Hill will be the 5'6 senior, number 10, Ellie Andrews. So I get to update things. I get to put Cece Perks in my lineup. I get to put Harper Amick in my lineup. That is good to see some additional kids on the bench. So the Hawks coming out in their home whites with that Denver Bronco orange trim, Royal in road blacks with gold trim. And it's looking like Grayson Ton's going to step into the center circle. Royal still in their huddle. And if I had to guess, I'd say she's probably going to be going up against either Lauren Wardenor or Gracie Cast. Yep, they're going to send Cast up there, the junior, up against Gracelyn. And Ms. Ton's giving up at least 2 inches to Cast. There's the whistle. There's the ball. And Cast tips in the backcourt to Brianna Cedillo, who will bring it up. Royal moving from right to left. She then drives on the right past Ton, but ends up instead feeding it out on the corner to Taylor Webb. And Webb hits a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. To open the game. First shot, 3 points Royal. As Ellie goes cross court, wanted to hit Amick, and says it's going to be intercepted by Cass, then goes up court to Lauren Wardenor, who drives down the left lane and lays it up and in. And quickly it's 5-0 Royal. As Weaver comes up court and got fouled by Cass coming up the court. Foul number So Cass will pick up her first personal, and Ellie Andrews will give to Lou Weaver. Lou feed to Durand, dribbling to the top. Wanted to feed Tom. Ball ends up getting tipped. Stolen by Cat, not Cass. That was stolen by Lauren Wardenauer, but she couldn't control it and lost it out of bounds. So with 22 seconds on the shot clock, Lou Weaver will take it out in front of the scorer's table. And the redhead gives in the corner to Durand. And Durand quickly got trapped, and she turned the ball over. It's going to be picked up by Maggie Frank, who then feeds Wardenauer coming down the left block. And she easily lays it up and in, and it is 7-0 Royal. As Durand, coming up court, has the ball stolen by Wardenauer, going down left block again. Patukan Durand fouls Wardenauer, preventing her from getting the bucket, but Wardenauer's going to go to the line. So Durand will pick up her first personal, and Wardenauer, with 4 points already, gets the first chip trip to the charity stripe for either team. Manages to rattle the first one home, making it 8-0 Royal. 6:58 to go in the first. Wardenauer, one quick dribble, and then puts it up and rattles that one home too. 9-0 Royal. Lady Hawks haven't really gotten a shot off yet as Andrews goes across. Yeah, it's going to be stolen by Cast. She'll then drive down and lay it in on the left block. And we're going to have a timeout with 6:48 to go in the first, and Royal already up 11-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from the Hawk's Nest on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Now the Lady Hawks having some trouble getting it up on the other end as Ellie Andrews comes up the left and immediately doesn't over and back as she gets trapped just as she crossed the timeline. So Wardenauer will bring it across the timeline, dribbling to the left, then feeds a driving. Who the heck was that? That was Webb down the left block who easily lays it up and in. 13-0 Royal. Lady Hawks haven't even gotten a shot off yet, as the defense has been stifling, and we turn it over again. Webb has it, feeds to Maggie Frank, and then feeds to Wardenauer down on the left block, got tied up by Lou Weaver, but they're going to say that she committed a foul. So the redhead will pick up her first as Carly Ray will check in for Ellie Andrews. And who is this? Is Frank taking it out baseline. Frank gives down low to Cass, backs down against Charlie Anik, and is able to lay it up and in. Cass with 4 points, 15-0 Royal, and they are still pressing. We're going to go up court. Nope, we end up throwing the ball away. I think we've had 7 possessions, and we've turned the ball over every time. We've not gotten a shot off yet. Royal's defense is stifling, as Wardenauer will bring it up. She then dribbles to the right. Oh, pass got ticked. Tipped by Charlie Amick and then picked up by Lou Weaver. So here she comes in transition. Driving into the key, backing down. She'll feed to Charlie Amick on the left wing for 3. Got it off the side of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound. We're going to end up with a jump ball. Yeah. As Carly Ray ends up tying up Webb. And the possession favors the Lady Hawks. So 27 on the shot clock. Lou Weaver will take it out baseline. The redhead. Finally, gives to Carly Ray down the sideline, and the ball ends up going on the deck, and Webb's going to end up stealing it from Carly Ray. Goes up court to Wardenauer. Goes left. She wanted to feed. She had Frank down on the block, but Frank was unable to handle the pass. And at least on the last two possessions, the Knights have turned the ball over, and they've called up their full court press. So Weaver will feed to Grayson Tahn on the right wing. She's got to move the ball and almost loses it to Cass. Does still manage to maintain her dribble. Now she's going to hand off to Durand with 13 on the shot clock. Left wing, Carly Ray. Ray, couple of dribbles. Wants to hand off to Tahn. Stolen by Wardenauer. We got a 2-on-0 fast break. She'll feed Cass with Ray in pursuit. Cass's lay-in is too strong. Wardner went up for the repeat, and Ray blocked it. But now Cast has it on the right wing. She then drives right, blocked. That shot's too strong. Tip rebound ends up being stolen by Frank. Feeds Cast out low on the right block, and she's able to put it away. So this time, the Knights succeed because they kept rebounding. As Weaver puts it in another gear, blows past her first defender, drives into the key, gets off a left-handed hook shot, no good. That's our first shot, and it's no good as Wardner then comes up and hands off to Webb, has the ball slapped away. Webb's going to gather it back in, wants to drive right block, bounce pass off of, no, they're going to say it's off Maggie Frank. So Royal turn it over the last three possessions. The Lady Hawks unable to capitalize, and we trail 17-0 with 4:25 to go in the first. Eliander is getting ready to check back in. Duran takes the ball high on the left wing. Emma Niemeyer is getting ready to check in as well, as Duran will now put it on the ground and then feed in the corner to, I believe that's Charlie Amick, who got a great shot off. That bounced high, no good, and it's going to be brought down by Brianna Cedillo. Then feeds Wardner, hits Frank in transition. Her shot is no good, but Cast. Nope, sorry, that was Wardner. Was there for the offensive rebound and put back. 19-0 Royal. As Grayson Thomas drives baseline, can't get the shot to drop. Gosh darn it. Got into the bucket. As Cedillo goes up court to Frank, she backs and fills, and she lays it up and in. Right in front of the bucket. 21-0 Royal. We got outscored 31-3 by Zilla, and it's looking even worse here against the Lady Knights. As Ray has the ball deep on the right wing. Wanted to feed Amick coming down the right lane, and the pass ended up being dropped, but that's because Charlie ended up getting fouled by Frank, who picks up her first person. Vanessa Cedillo and Ackley Hebden to check in for Royal. And whoever we had checking in will spell Charlie Amick and Grayson Tong. So Weaver will take it out baseline. Gives in the corner to Durand. Wants to go to Carly Ray. Kick back out to Emma Niemeyer. At the top with Cast on her. Wants to drive in. Lose the handle on her dribble. Going to be picked up by Durand. Wants to drive baseline. And feeds it immediately, unfortunately, down to Vanessa Cedillo. So we get another turnover as Wardner wants to come driving left. Got cut off by Bertukin. Then feeds to 10. Now back to Wardner for 3. Off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebound's going to be lost out of bounds. Off the Knights. That, for the world of me, that looked like I was off for Tukin Durand, but we will take it. Annie Watson getting ready to check in for the Lady Hawks. As Weaver, working up top, feeds to Carly Ray on the right, getting slapped at by Hebden. Now wanted to feed Andrews in the key. Pass is no good. It's going to end up being stolen by Wardner. And she will come up. That's a freshman. My goodness. 5'11 freshman. She is a handful out there. As Frank slaps the rebound away from Durand. Gets it back in. Feeds to Cass. Left wing 3. Hits it. My goodness. Cass with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3. 24-0. Royal as Andrews has the ball on the right wing. She double dribbled. Yep. And we got Taylor Webb checking back in. No, sorry, that's Paige Christensen. And Avery Hill will check in. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Timeout with 2:19 to go in the first, and Royal dominating college plays. Knights 24, Hawks nothing. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
2:18 to go in the first, and Lady Hawks getting blanked. Royal up 24-0 as it's down to 34. Got Cast having it on top. She then feeds out, I believe, to Hebden. Now at the top to Cedillo. Cedillo wants to drive left lane. Her lay-in's too strong. But Christensen is there for an offensive rebound. That putback is no good. And then the rebound's going to be taken up by Avery Hill. Then speeds to, that was to Hebden for a long 3. That shot ends up being no good. Then the rebound gets lost out of bounds off Paige Christensen. So it'll be Lady Hawk basketball. as Weaver will bring it up. Give on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Now feed to a driving, Carly Ray, who got the shot off but got partially blocked. Rebound Royal. Cast has the ball on the left block. Got stripped by Lou Weaver. Straight up theft, as ever you will see. Lou just reached right behind her, and then she drove down and hit the three-pointer at the top. Lou Weaver with the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three wipes away the goose egg. It is 24-3. His cast from the left wing puts up a three. Rebound Vanessa Cedillo. Charlie Emmett getting ready to check back in. Now Hebden is going to drive baseline and put it up from about 8 feet. With her first bucket of the first quarter, 26-3 Royal. Ellie Andrews has the ball deep on the left wing to Carly Ray at the top. Hand off to Annie Watson. Driving the key, lost the handle on her dribble. It's going to be picked up by Christensen, who then will feed to Hebden. Hebden, another freshman, bring it up on the left wing to Cast. Now wants to go down low to Christensen. Now wanted to feed Hepton. Instead, it's going to be stolen by Lou Weaver, who's getting behind everybody. Goes coast to coast. Can't get the lane. It's a little bit too strong. Cedillo will come down with the rebound. Hebden goes up court to Cast. Lost the handle on the dribble. Stolen by Weaver again. Lou Weaver, three possessions, three steals, and she's coming up. Feeds to Aaron Niemeyer on the left block, and we got a little transition basketball going on. However, it is 26-5 Royal, 14 seconds to go in the first. As Sadiq, and the crowd is going nuts with both of those. Cast feeds to Avery Hill from about 16 feet. She hits a two, making it 28-5. And the first quarter mercifully comes to an end. It was pretty much all Royal. Lady Knights 28, College Place 5 after one. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
At the Peach Bowl, Indiana 28, Oregon 7. Less than 3 minutes to go in the first half. Here we are trailing 28-5 after one quarter of play as Christensen pulls up from 15, puts up an air ball. Cast or Wardner goes out of bounds to bring it in, gets it back in, but feeds it straight to Carly Ray, who then will feed to Charlie Amick, who then turns around, drives down, puts up a three-pointer. Shot is no good. Carly Ray fights and gets the rebound. She'll feed Ellie Andrews at the top. Now back to Charlie. And she'll go, whoop, wanted to feed Emma Niemeyer in the corner, and the pass is a little too high. Lady Hawks had been trailing 24-0, but then three straight steals by Lou Weaver and 5 points. Wardner on the left wing to Vanessa Cedillo. Now to Hebden. Now back to Cedillo. Now at the top to Christensen. Then wanted to feed, that was Paige Christensen, and there was a miscommunication, and the Lady Knights turned the ball over. Rail inbound to Charlie Amick as Lou Weaver's getting a breather to start the second quarter. As Charlie, with Hebden on her, feeds to Niemeyer on the left wing. Now at the top to Carly Ray. Carly, she'll put down for a dribble. Now on the right wing to Charlie. Now at the top to Emma. Emma drives into the key, then bounce pass out to Annie Watson. Shots off the top of the backboard. No good. Christensen comes down with the rebound. She'll feed Wardner. And Wardner, the freshman, gives to Hebden on the right wing. Now down low to, that was Christensen. Shots off the backboard, no good. And Annie Watson fights for the rebound. She's going to come up the right wing. Now she'll pull up, feed to Carly Ray. Nice job getting the ball up there. Now feed to Charlie Amick at the top. Charlie in the corner to Ellie Andrews. Got free for three and hits it! Ellie Andrews of the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. And it makes it 28-8 Royal. As Wardner will go to the left, feed to Hebden on the left wing. Then to Christensen. Oh, she set up at 17 feet, then drove left lane. Was unable to get the shot off. Ended up getting tied up on the floor. Ellie Andrews is going to steal it from her. Now she'll... Oh, no. She got called for a travel. Oh, man. She got called for a travel as she tried to set up on the left wing, hit, and then shot the three and hit it. But they say she dragged her pivot foot. Oh, man. And she's got a smooth-looking three shot this evening. As Hebden has the ball deep on the left wing. Now to Cedillo. Now swinging it around to Wardner on the right wing. Wardner driving into the keep, pulling up from 18. Off the back of the rim, no good. Carly Ray can't quite get the rebound. Going to be shot down by Cedillo. Back to Wardner on the left wing. To Cedillo in the corner. Now down low to, that was Paige Christensen. She's unable to get the shot off. Andrews comes down with the rebound. She gives an outlet to Charlie Hammett. Drives left lane. Shot isn't quite good enough. And Hill will come down with the rebound. Now feed Wardner in transition. Slams. Yay! Andrews drew the charge. She got set and Wardner plowed right into her. Heads up play by Ellie Andrews getting set as Lou Weaver's going to check in, as will Bertuk and Duran. So Ellie Andrews and Annie Watson will get a breather. As Charlie will bring it up playing quarterback. She'll feed on the left wing to Niemeyer. Niemeyer, then hand off to Carly Ray at the top with Wardner coming out on her. Now left wing Lou Weaver looking for something to open up down low. Now to Bertukin at the top. Durand wants to drive in, gives in the corner to Emma Niemeyer. Drives baseline, gets a nice shot off the block, no good. And Hebden will come down with the rebound. She'll bring it up in traffic. Now give on the right wing to Cedillo. Cedillo cross court to Wardner, can't get the three off. Now she'll go cross court back to Cedillo. Cedillo wants to drive in back to Wardner on the left wing. Can't get the three off. Instead drives baseline. Then bounce pass down to can't see who. Charlie Amick got her tied up. Now feed to Cedillo for a three off the side of the rim. No good. And Lou Weaver's going to steal the rebound from Hebden. Lou will come up. And this is where she likes to work as she ends up losing the handle on her dribble. It's going to end up going on the deck. Tied up by Wardner. We got a jump. Nope. We got a timeout on the floor by Royal as they had possession of the ball. 4:28 to go in the first half. Lady Hawks trail 28-8. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks trail 28-8. Cedillo. Wow. Right. Tried to drive down to the left corner, and they're going to call a foul on Graceland Tawn. And it was a ticky-tack foul, frankly. Graceland will pick up her first personal. As Frank will check in, as will Brianna Cedillo. So, okay, but her sister checked out. So I still have a Cedillo, one Cedillo sister out there. As Wardner gets a shot, man. And then Frank went over Charlie Amick's back. Leonard losing the rebound out of bounds. That was a clear over the back. What are you doing, ref? You got to call that. So Lou Weaver will walk it up and going to be met early by Frank. Feed to Grayson Ton on the right wing with Cedillo coming out on her. Graceland to Durand. Now hand off to Weaver on the left wing. Lou wanting something to open up. I guess Cedillo coming out on her to Duran. Wants to drive baseline. Got fouled. No call. As Cast ends up going on the ground to get it. She'll feed to Wardnar. Wardnar coming up. Got away with the travel. Feeds to Cast. Left wing three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Bertuc and Duran will come down with a rebound. Duran with the jump stop. Wants to feed Edenmeyer. It's going to be stolen by Cast, who almost lost the ball out of bounds. And they're going to call a foul on the far sideline. That foul is going to be on Duran. That'll be her second person. Carly Ray going to check in and spell Emma Niemeyer. So Wardner feeds to Frank in the right corner. Now to Wardner. Had it stripped by Duran, but Wardner will track it back down. Now she wants to drive left. Feeds in the corner to I cannot see who. I think it's not Cast. Who was that? Was Webb. Gets a shot off baseline. No good. Gets her own rebound. Now to Cedillo at the top for three. And that was Brianna Cedillo with the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Then coming down in transition, Charlie Amick. I missed how it was working, but we made it work. But it's 31-10 Royal. As Cedillo at the top for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Cast muscles for the rebound. Her repeat lane is no good. Frank then gets the rebound. Feed to Wardner on the left wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Rebound's going to be stolen by Duran, who then will feed Grace Linton. She's got to pull up, needs some help. Oh, can't. Carly Ray can't handle it. Then Wardner is going to steal the loose ball and lay it up and in. 33-10 Royal, 2:22 to go in the half. Weaver to Charlie, who got loose for three. Swirled in and out, no good. Man, awful close. Cedillo will come down with a rebound. She will bring it up now on the left wing to Wardner. Drives into the key, puts it up from about 12 feet. In and out, no good. Frank, her offensive rebound put back is no good. Fight for the rebound. I want to say Wardner ended up losing it out of bounds. Hayden Suter, a 5'7 senior, will now check in and spell Wardnar. So Weaver will bring it up in an uncontested backcourt as Charlie Amick has it, then feeds cross-court to Grayson Ton. Wants to drive in, gets cut off by Cedillo. Feed back to Ray. He's got to go chase down to get it. Now she's being harassed by Webb. She's got to, going to end up losing the ball. Going to feed to Cedillo, then feeds Webb in transition, who's going to lay it in off the left block. 35-10 Royal as Weaver quickly comes up. Going to feed Durand on the left wing for three. That's going to be off the side of the rim. No good as Ton and Cedillo fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds, saying lost by Ton. Annie Watson and Ellie Andrews to check in. Spelling Durand and Carly Ray. So Cedillo will walk it up. And this is Brianna Cedillo, the older Cedillo sister. She has it on the left wing, now feeding to, that was Suter. Suter, now out to Webb at the top, now to Cast on the right, now to Cedillo. Drives into the key, gets in a running shot from about 8 feet, no good, as Ellie Andrews will come down with a rebound. She'll then feed Weaver. And the redhead will bring it up. She wants to blow past her defender. Gets off a shot on the left block, no good. Ellie Andrews is put back, is partially blocked. Then Weaver's going to come down with the rebound. She drives into the corner, now pulls into the key. Now she's going to kick out to Andrews for a left wing three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Webb will come down with the rebound. She'll hand it off to Cedillo with under 40 seconds to go in the first half. Cedillo on the left wing to Cast. Cast has it slapped away by Annie Watson, but Cast gathers it back in and turns around, shoots from about eight. Hit the bucket and got fouled. And that foul is going to be on Annie Watson. Cast. 9 points in the first quarter. She's got two right now in the second. And out of the line for the and one. The Lady Knights are now 3 for 3 from the line. We have yet to go to the line. We trail 38-10 with no shot clock. 24 seconds to go in the half. Grayson Ton has the ball on the right wing. Wants Fidelli Andrews down low. Pass gets tipped, stolen, and going to be picked up by Frank, who then will feed Cast with 12 seconds to go. Now to Cedillo, who's going to get tied up by Lou Weaver. Man, Lou Weaver's all over her right now to Webb. Then a give and go to Cedillo. She ends up getting cut off. That was good D. Cast with less than 1 second to go. My gosh. Pulls up from 12 and hits a flat shot that rims in. And that will be your halftime score with the Lady Hawks trailing, being outscored 4-1 after one half of play. Royal 40, College Place 10. We'll be back for halftime totals. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from the Hawk's Nest right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here at the Hawks Nest. And the Lady Hawks, well, let's see. Our last two league games, we've been averaging slightly better than 3 points a quarter. We're doing better against the Royal Knights, getting 5 points both quarters. So we're averaging 5 points against the Lady Knights of Royal. That much is good. What is not so good, we had enormous difficulty dealing with the Lady Knight press to open the first quarter. They outscored us 28-5 in the first quarter. They lead 40-10 here at halftime. Now, unfortunately, the story of the first quarter is we could not even get a shot off. I want to say Royal was up in the neighborhood of 18-0 before we finally even got a shot off. Seven straight possessions, and we were turning the ball over. But then at the end of the first quarter, you started to see some signs of hope. Lou Weaver actually stole the ball on three straight possessions, and Lady Hawks were able to convert on two of those to at least get the 5 points in. But boy, oh boy, were we struggling against the combination of the Knight defense and offense. Here are your unofficial scoring statistics for the Royal Lady Knights. Avery Hill with 2 points and Maggie Frank with 2 points. We also have Ackley Hebden with 2 points. Brianna Cedillo with 3 points. And then, let's see, starter Taylor Webb, 7 points. Lorden Wardner, do I have that right? Yeah, I have her. 5'11 freshman guard, 10 points. And Gracie Cast, a junior guard forward, leading all scorers on the court with 14 points. For the Lady Hawks, Emma Niemeyer with a nice give-and-go bucket. She's got 2 points. Charlie Amick in a transition bucket has 2 points. And then Lou Weaver and Ellie Andrews both had 3 points. Ellie hitting a nice sweet three from the left wing. And Lou Weaver, after having stolen the ball in the second straight possession, strode straight up the court, planted herself at the very top of the arc, and hit a nothing-but-net three. But unfortunately, that has been the limit of our offense. The reality is what we need to do to succeed in this game is we've got to cut down on the turnovers. We've got to find to adequately solve the Royal press. The reality is they pulled it off of us in the second quarter, and if they choose to go hard on that press again, we really haven't shown that we can. We've shown we can get the ball out of the backcourt. The difficulty is that we then subsequently can't get our offense going. So we have to find some way to break that, and then we've got to slow down Wardnar and Cast, and it is hard to do because they're athletic, very, very difficult to guard, and very, very tough on both ends of the court. So Lady Hawks looking to get that first league win. It may be more than can be asked against the Lady Knights, but it'd be nice if we could at least slow the Lady Knight progress. Definitely had better success against the Lady Knights when they took out some of their starters. But against the starters, we have struggled. So we got to find some way that we can get on top of that. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings, the scoreboard, as well as what is coming up next for the Lady Hawks as the season continues here. But we're still trying to find that first league win. And may not be getting it tonight. It's here at the Hawks Nest at halftime. We trail Royal 40-20. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And taking a look at the SCAC scoreboard. No, let's take a look at the standings. There we go. We got Zilla at 7-0, 10-1 overall, and Wapato at 6-0, 8-1 overall. Those two teams, if they're still undefeated after tonight, will be meeting tomorrow. I believe that's in Zilla, but we'll get to that in a bit. Then follows this Royal team in third place at 4-2. They're 9-2 overall. Then Cashmere at 5-3, 7-3. Natchez Valley at 3-3, 7-3. Then Kybee at 2-4. Connell at 2-4. Then us at 0-6. And then poor Waluk at 0-7. But if you hadn't heard, Waluk beat Riverview early last week. They won their first game in well over a year, but they are just at 1-11, and they will be our next opponent tomorrow. Taking a look at the scoreboard. On Tuesday, Connell barely beat Waluk in Connell, 46-45, so the Lady Warriors might be showing some signs of life there. And Royal beat Natchez Valley, 49-22. And then an unusual Wednesday tip-off, Cashmere lost to Wapato in Wapato, 70-48. to 43. In other action this evening, Wapato's at Natchez Valley, and Kybee is hosting Connell. Tomorrow, as mentioned, College Place will be at Waluke. That'll be all these games are 3:45 tip-offs tomorrow. Royal will be hosting Kybee. Connell will be at Natchez Valley, and Zilla will be at Wapato. I might have said that was going to be in Zilla, but that is incorrect. Next week, College Place will be at home on Tuesday against Natchez Valley, and then on Friday they're going to be on the road to Wapato. Also on Tuesday, Wapato will be at Connell. Kashmir will be at Zilla. The amount of travel that Kashmir must have to do, it's remarkable. And then Waluke will be at Kybee. Those are Tuesday's games next week. In that football playoff, boy, you thought Indiana and Oregon would be playing close. Hoosiers 35, Ducks 7 at halftime. And here we go, starting the third for us. We're going to be moving from right to left as Lou Weaver takes the inbound, give on the left wing to Grayson Tawn. With cast out on her, feet a driving Amick, can't get the shot off, has to feed back to Andrews in the corner, got away with the travel. She needs help. You got to get the ball to her. Get the ball to her, and there's 5 seconds. 7:44 to go in the third. Hawks turn it over in their first possession and trail 40-10 as Frank will inbound to Wardnar. And the freshman will give on the left wing to Cedillo. That is the starting Cedillo. Now to Wardnar on the right wing. Down low to Frank, tipped and stolen by Ellie Andrews, who then got fouled, I believe. Are they saying it was a jump ball? They're saying it was a jump ball. Frank was clearly reaching around, but she'll inbounds. And feeds to Wardnar. Shot might have been partially blocked, as the shot is no good, and Amick will come down with the rebound. She'll now feed to Duran, now on the left wing to Ellie Andrews, with Wardnar coming out on her to Amick at the top. Wanted to feed a driving Weaver. Instead, Frank read the pass and tipped it to Cast. Cast then comes up to the left wing. Now she's going to pull up. Now give on the right wing to Wardnar. Now cross court to Webb. Now to Cast at the top. Now Wardnar on the right wing. Wardnar wants driving the key. Got cut off. Feed to Webb at the top of the key. Then managed to get it down low to Frank, who managed to lay it up and in on the right block. And she got fouled. And that foul is going to be on Grayson Tawn. That'll be her second personal. And Maggie Frank will go to the line. The Lady Knights are 3-for-3 from the line. And Frank, with one quick dribble, makes it 4-for-4. They are not pressing, however. Praise the Lord and pass the ketchup. As Amick has the ball on the right wing. Charlie. Now, lost her defender and then lost the ball. Ellie Andrews almost picked it up in time, but at that point it had touched the sideline. Yes, she put a spiffy move on her defender and had some real estate, but then she lost her dribble. As Cedillo has the ball on the left wing, now to Cast at the top. Now Cedillo on the left wing for three. Hits it. Vanessa Cedillo with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Sorry, that was Brianna. My apologies. And then coming up the court, Wardner is going to intercept the pass. Going to be picked off by Weaver, but then Wardnar picks it back up and lines up from the left wing for a three. That's no good. And Andrews will come down with the rebound and feed Lou Weaver. Now on the left wing to Duran, being picked up by Webb. Now to Andrews at the top. Ellie swinging it around to Charlie on the right wing, waiting for something to open up. Got Duran, drives into the keep. Knights turning left-handed shot from about 8 feet. No good. Swirls in and out. As Cast will come down with the rebound. Feed to Wardnar on the right wing. Wants to drive in. Cut off by Weaver. So cross over to Cedillo. Now to Webb in the corner. Now to Cast at the top of the key. Key to Brianna Cedillo for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. And Charlie Amick out-muscles Webb for the rebound. She'll feed Andrews coming up the court. Ellie. Now she's got some trouble. Now feed to Amick. Charlie wanting something to open up with that rotation offense. And the wheel keeps not showing anything. So Charlie then is going to drive in. Puts a shot off the backboard. No good. And Cast will come down with the rebound. Cast going up court to Wardnar. Got behind everybody. Lays it up and in. Wardnar with now 12 points. As Weaver We'll bring it up, and the Lady Hawks trail 48-10. Kick out to Charlie Amick in the corner for three off the back of the rim. No good. Webb's in position for the rebound. She'll feed Brianna Cedillo. Cedillo with Carly Ray waiting to check in for the Lady Hawks. To Wardner, to Cast at the top. To Wardner on the right wing. Driving into the key. Slices through two defenders. Puts a shot. No good. But then Webb is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Tip rebound brought down by Brianna Cedillo, who will bring it back out. Cedillo throws the ball to Cast. And Cast was going south. And Cedillo's pass was going north at good speed. The Knights turn the ball over. Carly Ray and Annie Watson to check in. And they wanted Annie to get to the scorer's table. Still let her check in. And Weaver will inbound to Carly Ray. Will feed back to Lou. I'd say the redhead, but they're both redheads out there. Oh, Lou got away with the travel. To Carly Ray on the right wing. Carly wants to drive in. Goes baseline. Wow, what a great move. Swirls in and out. No good. Gets her own rebound. Feeds to Lou Weaver for a left wing three. Oh, swirls halfway in and out. No good. Vertukin Duran for the offensive rebound. She tries to go up and got fouled by Webb. Lady Hawks showing some spark there. So Webb will pick up her first personal, and Vertukin Duran will go to the... This is our first trip to the charity stripe at all this evening. Royals 4-for-4. And right now we're 0-for-1. As Vanessa Cedillo and Ackley Hebden will check in for Webb and Brianna Cedillo. Now I give Vertukin the second shot. Couple of dribbles and southpaw fires. Swirls in and out, no good. Cast will come down with the rebound, and boy, is she getting harassed back there. But she does manage to get it out to Wardner. And Wardner will bring it up to Hebden on the right wing. To Cast, back to Hebden. Deep on the right wing, now to Cedillo. Not Cedillo. That was Cast for three. Shot is no good. Frank will come down with a long rebound, and it's going to end up being tipped and stolen by Annie Watson, who then will bring it up, and then she ends up getting harassed into turning it over in transition. Wardner will come down and then have the ball poked out of bounds by Ellie Andrews. Paige Christensen to check in for the Knights, and Wardner will go to the bench. So Frank will take it out baseline for Royal. 3:42 to go in the third quarter. Lady Hawks trail 48-10. Emma Niemeyer getting ready to check in. Inbound to Cast to Cedillo. Kicks out then to Hebden, who drives baseline, puts up, frankly, an air ball, and then the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. So Niemeyer will check in and spell Ellie Andrews. So Lou Weaver will bring it up and going to be met early by Maggie Frank. On the right wing to Emma Niemeyer. Emma, one bounce on the floor. Now she needs help. Oh, she needs a lot. Okay, get it in the corner, too. Is that Annie Watson? Yes, it is. Now swing around back to Emma on the right wing. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Emma now dribbling. Hands off to Duran. 5 seconds left. She'll launch a three. Swirls halfway down, in and out. No good. And Maggie Frank will come down with a rebound, and she wants to go coast to coast. Her left-handed lane is no good. Gets her own rebound. Turnaround feedback to, that was 32. That shot ends up being no good. Frank then gets tied up by Lou Weaver for a jump ball. And that'll be College Place basketball. It's Ellie Andrews gets a short breather, and she'll check back in, as will Charlie Amick to spell Durand and Lou Weaver. Ellie Andrews and Charlie Amick. And so Ray will inbound to Charlie. Charlie with Maggie Frank coming out on her. She'll bounce to Carly Ray. Carly wanted Annie Watson. Instead, she'll feed to Emma Niemeyer. Now on the left wing to Charlie. Charlie with Cast coming out on her. Goes cross court to Ellie Andrews. Can't get the three off. Instead, she'll dribble in a little bit. Put up a long three that ends up getting lost out of bounds. Off of Maggie Frank. 7 seconds on the shot clock because Andrews' three was way long. Not sure the Lady Hawks are aware of it. So Andrews will take it out baseline, feeding to Charlie. Charlie on the right wing. They are not aware of the shot clock. 4 seconds, 2, 1. Now we've got the end of the ball ends up getting stolen by Cedillo. feed to Hebden. Hebden will then bring it up. Now she's at the top trying to direct traffic. Now she'll go on the right wing to Frank. Frank, cross court to Hebden, left wing three. Ooh, boy. Ackley Hebden with the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, her first of the game, making it 51-10. As Niemeyer feeds to Annie Watson in the left corner. Wanted to feed Ray in the key, goes up against two. Instead, she'll feed to Andrews for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Annie Watson. Goes up on her own. That shot ends up being no good. And then they're going to say the rebound was tipped out of bounds by Hebden. Avery Hill to check in to spell cast for Royal. And Charlie Amick will take it out baseline. 26 seconds on the shot clock, 1:34 on the game clock for the third quarter. Oh, no, we're at 41, so the game clock continues to run. 1:27 now. End up going long to Niemeyer, drives into the key, goes up, got blocked by Frank. And then, let's see, that was Christensen comes down with a rebound, and she got tied up by Niemeyer and Carly Ray. So we got a jump ball, but the possession arrow favors Royal. So Vanessa Cedillo will walk it up, give on the left wing to Hebden, right wing rather. Now to Frank, swing around to Cedillo on the left wing, wants to drive baseline, gets cut off, feed out to Frank, swing around. Frank on the right wing, now to Hebden, now Cedillo, left wing three, swirls. No, sorry, I was off the side. No good. Christensen, Hill will come down to the rebound. Feed to Cedillo, feed to Frank. Kick back to Hebden at the top. NBA three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Frank with a rebound. Feeds to Cedillo, to Hebden at the top. 37 seconds to go on the game clock. To Cedillo, down low to Avery Hill. She tries to dribble in, has to pull back out. Cedillo, one touch to Hebden at the top for three. Swirls in and out, no good. This time Niemeyer comes down with the rebound. Has it stolen by Christensen. And shot ends up being no good. And Carly Ray comes down with the rebound. And we got another jump ball. I don't quite know how you call that because he was over the back. 10 seconds to go. And Charlie Amick will bring it up. Crosses the timeline. In the corner to Niemeyer. She'll pull up for three. Hit it! That was a long two. Emma Niemeyer with a long two to end the third quarter. But it is still all Royal, 51-12 after three quarters of play. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
One thing you got to credit the Lady Hawks. They struggle sometimes against this league play. They never hang their heads. They just keep plugging like they did right now. Emma Niemeyer pokes away a pass. Still gets picked up by Royal. And Christensen is able to finish down low. But all the same, they keep plugging. Christensen gets her first bucket of the game. As Annie Watson ends up getting tied up by Christensen. We got another jump ball, and it'll be College Place basketball. And then Watson and Christensen help one another up. So Andrews will take it out with 23 on the shot clock to Charlie Amick in the corner, topping out to Niemeyer. Swing around Ellie Andrews at the top. She'll pull up for an NBA three. Oh, bank shot swirls in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound, I think got by, yeah, College Place picked it up. Andrews then feeds Carly Ray down low. She ends up having to swing it out to Watson. Oh, man, what a great move to the bucket. She puts it off the front of the bucket. It ends up being no good, but Annie earned her way to the line, having been fouled by Hill. So the Lady Hawks 0 for 2 from the line. Annie Watson still looking for her first points. Let's see if she can get him here from the charity stripe. off the back of the rim, no good. 53-12, Royal. 6:58 to go in the game. Annie's second free throw. Banks at home. Did you call glass, young lady? And the senior gets on the board. We get an outlet to Cedillo. She ends up pulling up. Now has to feed Hill coming down the left wing and almost lost the ball out of bounds. Back to Frank. To Hebden. Back to Frank. Left wing, 18-footer. Ends up being no good. Tip rebound going to be tracked down by Cedillo. Swing around to Hebden. Back to Cedillo in the right corner for three. That's going to be short. And Annie Watson will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Ellie Andrews. And Ellie will run it up. Oh, man, you got Charlie. Could have just gotten a three in front of Maggie Frank. Instead, feeding a driving Charlie lays it in with a right hand down the left lane. That was a nice move there by Charlie Amick and a good eye from the passers. Hebden to Frank on the right wing to Cedillo. Cedillo, one dribble to Hebden. Almost has it picked off. Going to feed to Frank at the top. Now to Hebden, left wing three. Hebden hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones three for her second of the game, making it 56-15. Charlie wanted to go long to Annie Watson. Instead, Avery Hill is going to step in front of it. And Lou Weaver is going to check in as Hebden goes on the left wing to Cedillo. Now at the top of the key to Christensen, gets it down low to Hill, ends up having to bounce it out to Hebden, swing around to Frank. To Cedillo on the left wing for three off the front of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound is going to be stolen by Emma Niemeyer. Lou Weaver, Bertukin Duran, and I think Grayson Tawn all ready to get to check in for Julie Hill. As, oh, Annie Watson, man, they're letting her. If she could take a three, boy, did she have the room. As Carly Ray feeds Charlie Amick, drives, shoots from about 10 feet, ends up being no good, but now she earned her way to the line. Having been fouled by Maggie Frank. It's Charlie with 4 points. Going to go to the line for two. And misses the first. Lady Hawks. 1 for 5 from the line as, oh boy, we got starting Knights coming back in. And that does not bode well. Webb, Brianna Cedillo, Cast is coming back. In fact, I got the starting five out there with the exception of Ackley Hebden. Charlie's second free throw is good. But it's 56-16. And then, yeah, Lou Weaver will check in for Charlie. So Hebden will bring it up. Play quarterback and going to feed to Cedillo on the right wing. That's Brianna. Going to go cross court to Hebden. Now at the top to Wardner. Now crossing the corner to Cedillo. Cedillo with Emma Niemeyer coming out on her. Now to Hebden at the top. Now wanted to go down low to Webb. The ball ends up getting tipped. And Grayson Tawn almost gets it back in play. God, she's a hustler. 8 seconds on the shot clock, and the Knights will take it out far corner. Wardnar looking for something to open up to Cedillo in the corner, dribbling to the top. Now to Webb, 5 on the shot clock to Cast on the right wing. Now to Cedillo, they're not paying attention to the shot clock. And the Lady Hawks actually harass the Royal Knights into a shot clock violation. And their Lady Knights are kind of laughing at one another. As Rail inbound to Lou Weaver, redhead to redhead. Tawn has the ball at the top. Now to Carly Ray. Now swing on the right wing to Durand. Durand will put the ball on the ground, put up from about 18 feet off the rim, no good. Gets her own long rebound, goes down low to Carly Ray, kicks out to Emma Niemeyer, wants to drive in. Now wanted to hand off and lost the handle on her dribble. It's going to be stolen by Wardner. Then goes up court to Webb, who manages to finish down the right block. Webb getting her first bucket of the second half, 58-16. Weaver comes down, Euro steps into the key and lays it up and in down the right lane, does Lou Weaver. Lou now with 5 points. As Wardner then drives in, her shot's much too strong. Rebound Royal, going to feed to Hebden. Hebden drives in, pulls back out. Cross court now to Cedillo. Now to Wardner on the right corner. Thinks about three, instead dribbles the top of the key. Stolen by Weaver. That is her 4th steal of the game with Cast in pursuit. Double clutches, lay-in's much too strong. And Wardner will come down with the rebound. coming up under 3 minutes to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail 58-18. And Wardner has the ball deep on the left wing. Now wants to drive into the key. Now she'll kick back out to Sadil, fakes the three, feeds to Cass. Cass drives in, hands off to Wardner. She'll shoot from the top. That ends up being no good. But then Cass, no, that was Sadil from about 12 feet, is able to put it away. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 2:37 to go in the game. And Royal in command, according to the scoreboard, 58-18. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Got another line change coming in for Royal. Now, Vanessa Cedillo is out there, as is Hayden Suter, Avery Hill, Paige Christensen. Maggie Frank will stay out there from the starting lineup. As Carla Ray has the ball on the right wing, gives down to Ton, now to Niemeyer, now back to Ray for three. Off the rim, no good. Lou Weaver, however, tracked down the rebound. She now wants to drive baseline and said she'll kick out to Emma Niemeyer for a long two and hits it. That looked good the instant it left her hand. Did Emma Niemeyer, and now she has 6 points. Cedillo wants to go down low to Christensen. Ball is going to be tapped. Picked back up by Suter to Cedillo, down low to I cannot see who. Swing around to Frank, to Suter, back to Frank at the top. Almost has it stolen by Durand, 11 on the shot clock. To Cedillo, to Avery Hill at the top. Now to Cedillo, wants to drive in, gets cut off. And, oh, Lou Weaver tied up Suter and got a jump ball. Cece Perks is going to check in. See her first varsity action. And Perks will inbound to Lou Weaver. So Lou will bring it up, feed to Ray on the left wing. Ray thinking about giving it to Perks, and she's going to have to get rid of the ball or put it on the ground. Now she puts it on the ground, drives into the key. What a shot! Drives down right lane, hits from 12. Carly Ray, I love seeing that. But it makes it 60-22 with under 60 seconds to go. Frank to Hill. Ends up going down low to get it. It's going to end up going on the deck. Ton will try to feed Ray in transition. Instead, Frank's going to come up with it. She'll feed Suter. Suter then almost has a stolen. Going to feed down low to Hill. Lay-in goes in and out, no good. And Perks and Christensen end up fighting for the rebound. And it's going to say last touch by Christensen. 36 seconds and counting to go in the game. Lady Hawks still going to be looking for that elusive first league win. They're going to go to Mattawa tomorrow night and see if we can get it, as Ray has the ball on the right wing. Oh, almost had. Graceland Ton ends up being booted out of bounds by Maggie Frank. It's under 20 seconds to go. Lou Weaver will take it out baseline. Down low to Perks. Nope. Enzo feeds it back to Lou Weaver for three off the side of the rim. No good. 7 seconds to go. Outlet to Cedillo. Cedillo is just going to hang on to it, and that is going to do it. Lady Hawks, again, have a difficult game. They equate themselves a little better than they did against Zilla. The final is going to be Royal 60, College Place 22. We'll be back with what is coming up next for the Lady Hawks, as well as a game breakdown. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Yeah, the Lady Hawks still winless in league play. They're going to fall to 0-7, 2-7 overall, having lost to Royal 60-22. Royal playing very, very, very tough in the first quarter, opening up a 28-5 lead. The Lady Hawks turning the ball over, I think, on their first seven possessions. And the Lady Knights just never looked back. And win 60-22. So Royal goes to 5-2 and the Lady Hawks go to 0-7. Trying to get that first league win. Well, they're going to go on the road to Mattawa, see if they can't pick it up against the winless Lady Warriors, assuming the Lady Warriors, I think. It's just got time to check this. Yeah, Waluk. Nope. That's next week. Let's look at this week. Is Waluk playing tonight? No, Waluk is not playing tonight. So there it is. We're going to have the meeting of the 0-7 teams in Mattawa tomorrow night and see if the Lady Hawks can manage. So here are your totals for this evening. First for the visiting Royal Lady Knights. Let's see. I want to get the name straight. Ackley Hebden with 2 points. Avery Hill with 2 points. Maggie Frank with 2 points. Brianna Cedillo with 3 points. Taylor Webb, 7 points. Lauren Wardenar with 10 points. And Gracie Cast, leading all scorers on the court with 14 points. For the Lady Hawks, Annie Watson getting a free throw in the third quarter. Carly Ray with 2 points. Ellie Andrews with a three in the second quarter. You got Lou Weaver and Charlie Emick, both with 5 points. And then Emma Niemeyer leading all Lady Hawks scorers on the court with 6 points. And again, as mentioned, coming up next for the Lady Hawks, well, we're going to go on the road to Mattawa to take on the winless Waluk Lady Warriors and see then if we can't get our first league victory. Once again, the final here from College Place, Royal 60, Lady Hawks 22. Next broadcast tomorrow, 3:45 from Mattawa. We will see you then. But don't change that dial, as they say. We've got the men coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.